It may come as a surprise to some, but the Syrian government is doing what it said it would when it comes to chemical weapons. That's according to OPCW Director Ahmet Uzumcu.
The cooperation has been quite constructive, and I would say that the Syrian authorities have been cooperative. They have started to contribute to a trust fund that we have established, and I welcome all this.
But as reporter Rasha Ilaz reports from Syria, the OPCW's assessment is little comfort to residents of one Damascus neighborhood called Zamalka. It's one of the spots where the government of Bashar al-Assad is said to have used chemical weapons.
There are endless blocks of fallen concrete and twisted metal, buildings that are sliced in half, remnants of lives that used to be. A washing machine, the headboard of a king-size bed, pieces of a toilet. People here say what the weapons inspectors do or don't do matters little to them. 16-year-old Mohammed Al-Zeba walks through the rubble. He lost his entire family the night of the chemical attack. He names each family member in a soft but matter-of-fact voice. Among them, his mother and father, his five brothers and sisters, two aunts, two uncles, and all of their children. After the sarin gas rockets struck, which everyone here blames on the government, Mohammed says he and a friend tended to dozens of the injured. Now there are major food and medicine shortages in Zamalka. Government checkpoints prevent even bread from coming in, and most residents can't leave the besieged area because government troops would detain them for being rebels or rebel sympathizers. So people here ask, if the UN can get Assad to give up his chemical weapons, then why not pressure him to stop starving us? Abdel Nasser Shamir is the head of the rebel military council in Zamalka.
So it's going to take 9 months to hand over the chemical weapons. But no one is talking about how these 9 months will be continuous suffering for Syrians about to face the winter, or the 3 million refugees still outside Syria, or how most rebel-held areas are under siege, or the serious shortage of food and medicine. They're just talking about the chemical weapons, not about the 10 or 15 million Syrians who are suffering.
In the evening, men hang out together in someone's home. You can hear gunfire from the front line, barely a five-minute drive away. The men are silent. They check their computers for the latest news from rebel brigades. They listen to favorite songs about war, about mothers of fallen soldiers. The chorus repeats, "We remain steadfast here amid all the rubble." For the world, I'm Rasha Ilaz, Damascus, Syria.